Sri Lanka celebrated the 60th anniversary of its independence today amid heightened security following a wave of attacks that have killed scores of civilians throughout the country, Vanessa Greco reports.
Many roads throughout the capital, Colombo, were sealed as top government officials and Sri Lankans gathered for a national ceremony to celebrate the country's 60th anniversary. In a nationally televised address, the president railed against the Tamil Tiger rebels and said the current economic and security difficulties would be over soon. He reiterated the government's vow to crush the rebels after decades of warfare. The celebration began with a 21-gun salute and a parade by hundreds of Army, Navy, Air Force, and police officials, along with battle tanks, artillery guns, and multi-barrel rocket launchers. Due to fears of attacks during the celebrations, the director of the National Council for Peace, Jehan Pereira, says many avoided the ceremony.
Colombo is like a deserted city because people are worried that there could be further attacks as occurred in the last 2 days.
Since 1983, the government has been fighting the Tamil Tigers, who demand an independent homeland for Sri Lanka's ethnic minority Tamils after decades of being marginalized by Sinhalese-dominated governments. The fighting has killed more than 70,000 people. A 2002 ceasefire ushered in several years of calm and fostered hopes that peace would prevail on this Indian Ocean island nation. But the truce broke down amid renewed attacks over the past 2 years. Jehan Pereira says the civilians are the most affected by the violence.
Two major terror attacks against civilians, one in the railway station where over 100 people were injured and over 10 people were killed by a suicide bomber. And there was also another attack in the zoo, which again is very perplexing why the zoo should have been selected. And day prior to that, there was a bomb attack inside a bus carrying pilgrims to a Buddhist shrine, which killed over 20 women pilgrims.
Many had high hopes for this nation when it achieved independence from Britain in 1948. But the civil war has undermined the country's potential. I'm Vanessa Greco.